Hey, Jen. I'm curious. Would you ever drink nail polish remover, hair dye, or battery acid?
No.
Could I ever convince you to consume mothballs, paint, ammonia, or tar?
No.
Well, then why do you smoke cigarettes?
Wait, what?
Lung Association, the 600 chemicals in cigarettes when burned create more than 4,000 chemicals waiting to be inhaled and infect your organs such as your lung, heart, and mouth. Still sound cool? Cigarette smoking is the number one cause of preventable disease and death.
Hey y'all, happy hump day. This is DJ Rodeo with Country 101 right here at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Hang in there, we're almost done with this week and it'll soon be the weekend. I hope you enjoyed my show last week and got an idea of what this semester will be like here on Country 101. I unfortunately do not have guest speakers with me this week, but shout out to Tina and Alyssa for coming on last week for my first show. I hope you guys enjoyed them as much as I did. Just like last week, I'm going to talk about concerts, events, celebrity gossip, artists, and their music instead of apparel this week. I'm going to change it up with country television shows and tell you what you can watch in your free time. And if you were listening right before I came on, it was Kip Moore playing Beer Money, a great song. So you can even catch some country on Penguin Radio without Country 101 and DJ Rodeo. To start off, a huge congratulations to Keith Urban topping the charts with John Cougar, John Deere, John 316 coming in at the number one spot this week on media-based country singles chart. Songwriter Shane McNally told Billboard, John Cougar references all the sort of sexual tensions of teenage angst all of us were growing up in. John Deere represents the way that our parents worked and what we saw living in the country. And of course, there's the element of religion. There's irony in John Cougar starting the line with John 3:16, ending the line because that was the push and pull of that teenage thing. The whole time I was listening to these lyrics, I didn't even think about what Keith Urban was referring to, but now I know, and so do all my listeners. I am sad to say, but I'm not a huge fan of George Strait, so I don't want to hurt my listeners' feelings, but I've never really gotten into his music. He did release his new album, Cold Beer Conversation, last Friday, September 25th. George Strait launched the Straight from Texas pop-up store, open for a limited time at the Ernest Tubb Record Shop in downtown Nashville. The shop is stocked with new merchandise, including t-shirts, memorabilia, and catalog albums, along with the new Cold Beer Conversations. I also read Strait will perform at the new Las Vegas Arena beginning April 22nd, with additional dates announced for April 23rd and September 9th and 10th. Ticket presale began on Friday, so check those out. Strait also partnered with Pandora to deliver a mixtape celebrating his biggest influences and his Las Vegas performance dates. Sometimes I wish they had exhibits out in California. Everything seems to be in Nashville or Texas, or put a website online where you can order these t-shirts or albums and get them delivered to you. I think that would be pretty cool. On another note, there's a top 10 song list of 2015, according to tasteofcountry.com, which is a really cool site if you want more country after Country 101. I go on there quite a bit and found this list. Starting at the 10th spot, Crash and Burn by Thomas Rhett. The lead single from Thomas Rhett's Tangled Up album introduced a funky sound that powered the summer. There's plenty more like it on Rhett's second studio album. I hope you all took a chance to go and listen to Die a Happy Man that I told you guys about last week. It was such a good song. I really like it. And coming at 9 is Strip It Down by Luke Bryan. Find Luke Bryan at his sexiest in this entry on this top 10 song list. Strip It Down is a signature track from the singer's new Kill the Lights record. One of his lyrics is, like a needle finds a groove, baby will remember what to do to drown out every distraction. It's time we made it happen, he sings. I've always been a fan of Luke Bryan, and this song is really, really something else. Coming in at number 8, Like a Wrecking Ball by Eric Church. Eric Church offers the biggest surprise of this year with his entry on the top songs of 2015 list. Like a Wrecking Ball finds the country renegade singing a white, hot, somewhat aggressive love song. It's slow, sensual, and confident, an easy addition to your mood music playlist. Coming in at number 7, House Party by Sam Hunt. You'll find two Sam Hunt songs on this list. House Party could end up eclipsing the singer's other entry one day, but for now it hasn't quite hit the same level of popularity. This funky love song has a dirty side that fans just can't stop listening to. At number 6, Raise 'Em Up by Keith Urban. Raise 'Em Up proves the depth of Keith Urban's Fuse album. The collaboration with Eric Church is his fifth from the project. Sonically, the mid-tempo country rocker is catchy, but it's the simple lyrics that really hook you. Some of them are, raise 'em up, trophy high, raise 'em up to the sky, raise 'em up, show everybody that newborn smile, raise 'em up, tall and strong, raise 'em up, right from wrong, raise 'em up, so damn high they can hear God singing along. So they sing at that the final chorus, and you could tell I was kind of starting to sing a little bit. Such a catchy song, I really enjoy it. This song seems like one built to last, definitely. I know my older sister is a fan of this song. She sends me Snapchats of her jamming out in her car or in her room. So that's one way I get my daily country music in besides Country 101. Number 5, While I Was Away by Pat Green. Pat Green's tender ballad From Home will put a tear in your eye or several on the floor, I think. It's the perfect song for parents describing exactly how so many millions of people feel every single day by working and not being able to see their children as much as they can. Green is the right voice for this entry on the top 10 songs of 2015 list. His subtle delivery keeps the focus on the story. When I saw this song at the 5 spot, I thought I should probably listen to it so I know what I was telling my listeners, and I really recommend students, parents, kids listen to it and watch the music video as well. It's a really touching video and shares statistics on how many professions that parents are in and are gone a certain number of days of the year and raising kids and how hard it is. It's a very touching song, so I highly recommend it. Number 4, Burning House by Cam. Burning House is Cam's second single of 2015, so she's a sneaky choice for Breakthrough Artist of 2015, but this song may help her earn it. The singer owns this shattered love story. Burning House gives new definition to the word fragile. And number 3, Take Your Time by Sam Hunt. Call him country or don't call him country, Sam Hunt is having a huge success on country radio right now, and I really enjoy listening to all his songs. They're very different. And at first, I definitely didn't consider him country, but after a while listening to his songs, I really enjoyed it. Let's see what else I have here. Take Your Time by Sam Hunt makes the year's top songs list because of its originality and sales success. Expect this track to hang on for all of 2015, definitely. The 2 spot, Buy Me a Boat by Chris Jansen. Buy Me a Boat is the catchiest song of 2015, and the chart topper earns a place on this top 10 songs list for its sustained success. I know when I was out on the boat this summer, I definitely listened to this song. Thought it was pretty funny. And at number 1, Girl Crush by Little Big Town. There hasn't been a more talked about song in country music in 2015. Little Big Town's Girl Crush was the song from Painkiller that everyone who bought the album was talking about long before the phony controversy began and ended. It's a beautiful, painful ballad and an absolute original. A strong chart run will make this song hard to supplement in 2015. So let me see. I'm going to play Keith Urban's John Cougar, John Deere I just talked about. Give you guys a quick little listen. there must have been some difficulty there. I'm not sure what was going on in the station, so. All right. Well, I don't know why my music wasn't playing, so maybe we'll later on in the show we'll get that fixed, and you guys can listen to the song. So if you're ever in the mood for country music, Pandora has the station Today's Country Radio, and which basically just plays all the top country songs on the radio right now and even plays some throwback songs. Also, you can put in the search bar a country artist if you didn't already know, and they have a specific station for that artist and plays their songs and similar to theirs as well. So I am going to take a quick break just because I'm going to start talking about the next topic because I have a lot of stuff for that one. So I'm going to take a quick break. Remember, this is DJ Rodeo at radio.dominican.edu. During my breaks, I'm going to also play some country music, so I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Country 101 with DJ Rodeo right here on the official Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu with DJ Rodeo. Next on the show is celebrity gossip. Last week I had some juicy info. This week it's just as juicy, so keep your ears open and listeners. The artist I'm going to talk about recently was a judge on the Miss America pageant, Brett Eldridge. Recently, Brett Eldridge's dream came true. He told sources, "My dream came true having an album called Illinois." He said, "Brett is from Illinois, and the title of his album is an ode to the state that brought him up. The song Illinois is all about being from Illinois," and he stated that it's a song about no matter where you go in life, the place you come from is what made you who you are. That's one thing I love about country artists is that every song has a true meaning behind it, and it can be so spiritual and inspirational. I mentioned Lady A last week, and this week I'm going to talk about Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum, but nothing to do with their music, but to mention a scholarship she established for her alma mater, Middle Tennessee State University. The scholarship is for women who want to be in the music business industry. Lady A's manager, David Miller, told sources, "Whether it be a songwriter, a producer, an engineer, whatever, hopefully this will allow several young women the opportunity to achieve their dreams indefinitely." Scott's education was paid by her father, who was a songwriter and earned income from a song on Leanne Rimes' first album. Hillary is funding the scholarship personally to pay it forward. The school was rebranding its former College of Mass Communication to the nearly named College of Media and Entertainment. I think this is a great opportunity for young artists because today there are so many that start off so young and turn out to be so successful. So this will give them that extra push in case they can't afford it but have such a passion for it and can see a future in it. And a shout out to all the parents out there putting their kids through college. I know I'm thankful for mine. So back to country before I start getting emotional with my parents over here. Last week I mentioned Blake Shelton and Miranda's divorce, and this week Blake Shelton is no stranger to tabloid rumors. And I was talking to some friends today that actually brought it up, and they asked, "Kara, what are you going to talk about on your show? I think you should talk about Blake Shelton. There's so many rumors going around if he's doing drugs or dating all these other people." So I said, "Hey, I'm going to mention it, so you guys should tune in." So here it is. There has been rumors that his marriage to Miranda Lambert from the beginning to end has been a rough start, but gossip plagued his marriage to Miranda from beginning to end, but the singer still seems to find humor in the chatter. The latest tabloid is that Shelton is off the market again, dating his also just divorced fellow Gwen Stefani. And just like he did when he was still married to Lambert, Shelton hit Twitter to hilariously address what people have been saying about his personal life. He tweeted, "Getting ready this morning to go put in my deer plots and looked at Twitter. Damn, my dating life is awesome. Let me know what happens." Shelton made light of the rumors, but did not confirm or deny the validity. Since the announcement of the split in July, Shelton has stayed relatively mum about the matter. Aside from a tweet back and forth with his ex-wife, which made it seem that the two are amicable, then, in August, Shelton tweeted that he wrote a very personal tune that may or may not be correlated to his emotional summer. No relationship between Stefani and Shelton has been confirmed, but we can see the two together on The Voice, which is a side note, which I have never really gotten into because I'm so addicted to Grey's Anatomy right now. But don't worry, I'm just on season 3. So while my roommates have everyone on Thursday nights over for season 12, I'll be in my room catching up. Just on season 3. So shout out to my roommates. It's always rumors or gossip, or is it? I never know what to believe when reading about all the celebrities. It's like you have to ask them personally or send them a text or give them a phone call and say, "Is this true? I heard this about you and so and so." So rumors have been spreading about Sam Hunt and former Bachelorette star Andy Dorfman, which I was a really big fan of her season. And I read online on tasteofcountry.com that Sam Hunt said they're not dating and didn't hook up with her either. He doesn't know how the rumor got started, but admits they did talk backstage during the CMA Music Festival in Nashville. Hunt said it was very fabricated. Hunt added that he didn't learn about the rumor until a couple of days after the event. "It's not that fun," he said. "I didn't realize you could make up stories like that," Dorfman also denied the rumor on Twitter. So just might be people making up stuff about them just because they're bored and decided to start some new drama. Now, this next gossip, I was so surprised to hear. Rumor has it that soul singer Adele may be going country. Adele. Now, I love her music, and I've always been a big fan of all her albums, and I always listen to her. I think her music is very calming. When I want to do some homework, I put on the Adele station on Pandora and just jam out to her music, get that homework done. I know it's midterm season right now, so all my fellow pangs, get your hard work in. In an interview I read on Wall Street Journal with Kelly Clarkson, who hinted that the British-born singer may be considering something country-related for her upcoming album. While promoting her own forthcoming album, Piece by Piece, Clarkson revealed she had heard the soulful singer might be branching out for her third album. Even Adele, I heard, is doing something more country-influenced with this next record, Clarkson shares. I just love that vocal. Country musicians are the best storytellers, and I couldn't agree more. They really know how to tell a story about back when they were younger or even nowadays, and I think it's really awesome. Adele has previously released two albums, her 2008 breakout debut album, 19, and her 2011 sophomore LP, 21. Known for her powerhouse voice and heart-trending lyrics, the pop singer has established herself as one of the most talented and successful musicians of her day. If the rumor about Adele trying her hand at country music next is in fact true, country music fans can look forward to hearing her rich, vibrant reimagining of classic songs. While she hasn't officially announced what genre her third album will fall in, Clarkson hopes that the Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter will indeed try country, and I definitely do as well. Well, we'll have to stay tuned and find out whether Adele is indeed going to record some country songs. I love Adele and her music, but I don't know if country is for her. I think she has an amazing voice, and her music right now sounds so good. I guess I just can't really see myself listening to her sing a country song or talking about beer and boots and the olden days, and I don't know. But then again, it could be very interesting just because her voice is so unique and different that it would bring country a new look. And it could be the next new thing. If there are any Kacey Musgrave fans out there, she just received a big surprise from her hometown. She sings Follow Your Arrow, Merry-Go-Round, and Biscuits, which I think is a totally different, weird kind of song, but is awesome. So check that song out. It's called Biscuits by Kacey Musgraves. And those are some of her popular songs. All of her songs are so different. I like the lyrics in all of them. I would definitely check them out if you haven't heard of any of her songs. And 2 days ago, she made her way back home to play a benefit concert last week in support of art and music programs in the Wood County School System. To show their appreciation, the community and their classic car club fixed up her old 67 Mustang and made it as good as new. Man, me and my siblings are trying to fix up my dad's 66 Chevy, but maybe someday maybe this will help us. She told reporters, "Very emotional moment for me. It was a high school project my dad and I worked on, and I haven't been able to drive it for about 7 years. I think that this is so nice for country singers to be able to go back to their hometowns and receive all the love and support from everyone, being away on tours and being in a bus for so long. It's nice to come home to all these warm and welcoming people. It really shows how many loyal fans she has and seeing how many people care for her, so that's always nice. One of my very first country artists, Kelly Pickler, is in the news lately. She currently announced a new reality TV show, which I'll be talking more about different shows. But this one, it's going to be her behind-the-scenes life called I Love Kelly Pickler. Very simple. It will show audiences what it's really like being a country star, but it will also give a glimpse into her day-to-day home life with husband Kyle Jacobs, a songwriter in country music as well. The show is said to be soft-scripted, but the interactions are real. The show is a part of Pickler's endeavor to branch out into other areas of art and entrepreneurial ventures. She mentioned in an interview, "I think today it's all about building your brand. There are so many different avenues to get your music out and build your brand. She wants to do everything. I just want to have fun and be a part of people's lives and tell my story through the form of song and branch out in different avenues and whatnot. I think this is awesome because it takes a lot for a country singer to not just perform and sing their music, but to also let fans into their personal lives and really test their ability to get out in the world and use their music career as a vehicle to get into the doors through film, Broadway, television. Even Reba and Dolly Parton both have done several different products, and I believe it really helps to not just limit yourself to one thing. So that's that for my gossip portion. I want to try and play another song for you guys. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up. Here we go. I'm actually going to play Buy Me a Boat, which I just talked about. Give you guys a quick little listen.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. And it can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, you can buy me a boat.
All right, so that was Buy Me a Boat by Chris Jansen. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know it's a very upbeat song. Really enjoy it. So, DJ Rodeo back on the Penguin Station. Next, to talk about country TV series. We're going to take a break from apparel this week and mention some TV shows that you may or may not have heard of before. So, the first show is The Willis Family on TLC. My roommate actually told me about this TV series. I've never heard of it. And this Willis clan is a family of amazing musicians, dancers, athletes, writers, and artists living near Nashville, Tennessee, of course. They merge their Irish roots with other music and dance genres to create a unique blend of the old and new. God has blessed them greatly and enjoy a rich and rewarding life. It is also a lot of hard work with 12 children. And just keeping their name straight can be a challenge. All 12 children's names starts with the letter J. Now, I come from a family with 4 siblings, and we all start with the letter K, and even my dad has the letter K. But 12, all with J, I would definitely as a mom mess those up for sure. Like, I would already apologize to my kid right before I already said their name because I knew I would mess it up. They like to enjoy the full spectrum of life. They do music, dance, art, crafts, writing, as well as horses, wrestling, homemade cooking, swimming in the creek, and snuggling up before with their fireplace warming their log cabin, which would be nice today because it's nice and cold out, not as hot as the last couple of days. They even have a front porch swing, so seems like a pretty nice family of 12. Wouldn't mind joining them for sure. The Willis family also works hard to become excellent at things they do. The children won regional and national dance titles and placed in world competitions for both music and dance. This family's got it all, it seems like. The boys have won state titles in folk style, freestyle, and Greco-Roman wrestling. Dang, I wonder if there's one for my age. Hook it up. They have chosen to take paths less traveled and love it. They hope to share a little of this joy and adventure with everybody they meet. The Willis family is a family band. They have albums out on iTunes and have a blog, and all their kids have performed at music concerts. A new season will air May 5th. And like I said, I just heard about them from my roommate, but I highly recommend checking them out online. They're a really talented family, and having 12 kids, I can't imagine the crazy life. So I'm sure the TV show is very interesting. I think my own family should have our own TV show, and we only have six. It's craziness. Also, the TV series Nashville premiered in 2012 on ABC. It is an American musical drama television series. The series chronicles the lives of various fictitious country music singers in Nashville, Tennessee. Look at that, Nashville, Tennessee, once again. I'm trying to see some Southern California, Northern California over here. Starring Connie Britton, a legendary country music superstar whose stardom begins fading, and Hayden Panettiere as a rising younger star. In 2012, it had more than 8.9 million viewers. 8.9 million viewers. That's ridiculous. Now, they're on their fourth season, just premiering last Wednesday. The show actors and actresses have been up for many awards, so maybe look for their first season online and check it out. I'm still trying to catch up on my Grey's Anatomy, so I won't be starting Nashville until I'm done with that. Anyway, in 2012, Complex Media came out with the 10 most hilarious redneck reality TV shows. I have only heard of one, so I wonder if you guys have heard of any of these. So much for DJ Rodeo being a pro over here on Country 101, but I'm learning just like you guys. At the 10th spot is Bayou Billionaires on CMT. It's about a humble Louisiana family in the fortunate position of living on the fourth largest gas deposit in the U.S., sitting on basically almost a literal gold mine. Looks kind of interesting. At number 9 is Moonshiners on Discovery Channel. And this is what Complex had to say about it. They said, aside from maybe Keystone Light, no other alcoholic beverage has a strong redneck connotation as moonshine. The clear liquid that is said to make a drinker hallucinate was once rumored to Discovery Channel. Moonshiners sheds light on the illegal practice of producing the 180 proof alcohol through pursuing Tim Smith and his sidekick Tickle as they evade the authorities in Virginia while concocting their strong drink while they refer to as Shine. Frequent flashbacks to famed Shine brewer Popcorn Sutton, who interludes our rifle with redneck lingo, rendering the process of making the illicit beverage as humorous as it's enlightening. And I know I kind of cracked up right there when I said Tickle, because that's kind of a weird sidekick's name. I would think my sidekick would have a cooler name, not just Tickle, but whatever floats your boat, I guess. So that one looks a little interesting. I don't know if I would ever watch that, maybe just to have a laugh. And coming at 8 is Redneck Island, also on CMT. And basically, if Survivor were to get rid of its cast of uppity suburbs and substitute in a bunch of gone-totting and beer-guzzling backwoods types, it's basically Redneck Island. And I used to love Survivor back on when it was the first or second season. I would watch it with my family every night it came on. So this might be pretty interesting, Redneck Island, that was also on CMT. And number 7, Lady Hoggers on A&E. This show is pretty woman wrestling wild boars. guys, I think I found your new show. What's not to love about this? Maybe you'll even see DJ Rodeo out there. Probably not, but that was Lady Hoggers. Yes, Lady Hoggers, which is Pretty Woman Wrestling. Kind of crazy. And the sixth spot, Hillbilly Hand Fishing. That is on Animal Planet, and they are searching for catfish in murky water. Skipper, there's another kind of little name, and his partner School Out of Town. Skipper and his partner School Out of Towners on their techniques. And at number five, you have Rocket City Rednecks, which is on National Geographic, and performing experiments in Alabama's backyard. The men mix science and redneck sensibilities to entertaining effect, using discarded beer cans to bomb-proof a truck, launching moonshine-filled rockets, and cracking jokes about how much they enjoy consuming each all the while. So I wonder where their wives are. Maybe if they have kids, if they're showing their kids this. And at number four is Duck Dynasty A&E. Now, this is a show I've actually watched before just because my older brother and sister watch it. And I've seen a few episodes and I've caught myself liking it, actually. The Robertsons stumble upon success by crafting the best duck collar on the market out of Louisiana swampwood. Their product sounds simple enough, but the thin reed of wood commands millions of dollars in profits, thrusting the backwoods clan far beyond mom and pop wealth. I know my brother and sister are a big fan of this show, so I would definitely check it out, and I enjoyed watching it sometimes, so probably wouldn't be a bad little watch. Duck calling may be serious business, but the Robertsons manage to wrangle up the comedy by staying true to their backwood roots. Chasing gators, capturing beehives, and shooting bullfrogs are all on the agenda, proving that the Robertsons have one foot in the office and the other firmly submerged in the river. I like that. That's very nice. And at the three spot, Swamp People in History Channel. A gang chasing gators in Louisiana swamps. The Insta hit Swamp People takes the danger of the deadliest catch, which I've seen. Crazy fish. Deadliest catch. I do recommend, definitely. And maybe Swamp People too. And it inserts salt of the earth people into a far less exotic locale. The risky task they undertake seems thankless, but the men hunt down their thrashing prey with gleeful flourish, uttering catchphrases like "shoot 'em." They'll leave haughty viewers to ruthlessly poke fun at Southern speech patterns. I wish I had a Southern accent just for this show. That'd be pretty cool. It's like a redneck safari where your tour guides are unapologetic, uncouth, and really damn good at what they do. I should be a redneck tour guide. That'd be pretty fun in all my spare time. At the two spot, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, TLC. I've actually heard of this show, but never really found interest in it. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo will begin airing on August 8th, at which point we will bet it will instantly pull rank as the most redneck show on television. Aside from Alana's prematurely trashy antics, seriously, what child says a doll make you holler? I don't know. I know definitely my sister didn't say that. Her family is a Quarles every known Southern stereotype, and as witnessed in the trailer, is aware of just how redneck they appear. And I did watch that trailer, and I completely agree with that comment. Despite having all their teeth, Alana's family is a comical incarnation of the backwoods clans, seen in most horror movies using extreme coping, mud diving, four-wheeling, and armpit farting, yes, armpit farting, as new ways to incite terror and laughter in equal measure. So I would definitely check out Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. And at the number one spot is My Big Redneck Wedding. Not My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but My Big Redneck Wedding on CMT. Since 2008, CMT has been following couples to be as they take that momentary strut down the aisle, or, in the case of My Big Redneck Wedding, through the muddy country fields. Each episode follows a new couple, with Tom Arnold hosting the Down Home, CMT's for really freaking redneck nuptials. That's what I read. Yep. Really freaking redneck nuptials. Instead of enjoying a first toast with expensive bubbly couples, enjoy tandem beer funneling. Gone are the white gowns. Women opt to wear coordinating camouflage dresses. I know my best friend would probably want to wear a camouflage dress, as she loves camouflage. That's her favorite pattern. And you know how to match their man. Flowers are substituted with shotguns and boutonnieres swapped out for guns and cans of beer. One couple even leaves the ceremony on their quads. Their quads. Very nice. A powerful ending to a peculiar ordeal that will obligatory wedding pun. Have you rolling in the mud caked wedding aisle. That's a very interesting wedding. I wouldn't mind watching some of those. Also, two other shows my best friend watches are Buckwild and Party Down South. Buckwild is a TV series on MTV, and Buckwild is an authentic comedic series following an outrageous group of childhood friends from the rural foothills of West Virginia who love to dodge grown-up responsibilities and always live life with the carefree motto, whatever happens, happens. Money might be tight in their neck of the woods, but whether they're throwing a dump truck pool party or building their own human slingshot, nothing stops them from making their own entertainment. And love and relationships come and go in the show, but their bond with family and friends is always at the core for this eccentric group where anything goes. It's your typical MTV show, but very crazy, and Party Down South. Basically, both of these shows are about their friends doing crazy things in their hometown, causing problems, but definitely making memories for everyone to see. We're going to take one last break here on Country 101. Stay tuned for the last couple minutes. I'll be talking about some concerts.
Well, the verses are, but in the chorus, yeah. It's got to get big, man.
Yeah, you got to rock.
Town, wind is down, singing songs, just driving around. My buddies think I'm crazy. Hell, I might be maybe, but that's okay, baby. What you say? Come on, fall into me, into my arms. Let me wrap you up with this southern boy charm. Hey, babe, what you say? Girl, you got a way making me wanna take the long way home. While we hugging and kissing, getting the loving turned on. Need you bad, you see the things you do to me. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, hop on out of that shotgun seat. Lay it on me, lay it on me, lay it on me, lay it on me. Give me a shot of them sweet pink lemonade lips. That's it, don't quit, girl, it's right on hit. You can be my country dime, I wanna make you mine. You're so fine, I ain't lying. Don't you think it's time to fall into me, into my arms? Let me wrap you up with this southern boy charm. Hey, babe, what you say? Girl, you got a way of making me wanna take the long way home. While we hugging and kissing, getting the loving turned on. I need you bad, you see things you do to me. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, hop on out of that shotgun seat. Lay it on me, lay it on me, lay it on me, lay it on me. Fall into me, into my arms. Let me wrap you up with this southern boy charm. Hey, babe, what you say? Girl, you got a way of making me wanna take the long way home. While we hugging and kissing, getting the loving turned on. I need you bad, you see the things you do to me. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, hop on out of that shotgun seat. Lay it on me.
Rodeo back on the official Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, home of the Pangs. To give you some more updates about country, and now I'm going to talk about some country concerts and events. CBS Radio announced their first ever Stars and Strings. I wonder if I meant Stars and Stripes, but maybe Stars and Strings concert event to be held on Veterans Day, November 11th at the Chicago Theater. Those currently scheduled to appear are Dierks Bentley, Hunter Hayes, Jake Owen, Lee Bryce, Kit Moore, Little Big Town, and the band Perry, and a few others I know definitely are going to show up there. The acoustic concert will see all the artists perform solo and in various combinations for our nation's heroes and their families. A portion of the proceeds will benefit Folds of Honor, which provides educational support to spouses and children of America's fallen and wounded soldiers. In a press statement, Dierks Bentley said the tickets are going to benefit the Folds of Honor, a foundation that is really important to him, and it helps the children of deceased and wounded veterans go to college. He said it's going to be a fun chance to play country music, honor our vets, and raise money for a great cause. There is a 2016 Taste of Country Music Festival, and it doesn't happen until June, but country music fans from all over the country can get in on special pricing with an exclusive presale that began back in September. And Kenny Chesney has already been revealed for a headliner for 2016. Tickets right now for 3-day camping and music festival are $180 presale with a code, and then if you don't want to camp, then it's just $145. So I personally don't think that those are bad presale prices for a 3-day weekend. I've never heard of this festival, but it sounds a little like Stagecoach, but smaller, and I would definitely go if I lived in or closer to New York for sure. The prices go up after every headliner is announced, so Kenny Chesney was announced back in September. I'm sure that there'll be another one announced soon. In 2015, Taste of Country set a new attendance record, drawing 50,000 country music fans to beautiful Hunter Mountain in upstate New York to hear artists such as Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Eli Young Band, and some other really good artist. And the 2016 festival is set for June 10th through the 12th. So if you're a diehard country fan and would like to go, look into tickets. Maybe you and your friends can plan a little road trip to New York. Who would have thought New York? I would have definitely thought back to Texas or Tennessee, but I guess all states love their country. And an event called Nash Bash, New York City's only country stations, will again take place at Manhattan Beacon Theater Monday, October 26th, with Lee Bryce, who will headline, with other performances by Rodney Atkins, Mo Pitti, and Dylan Scott, which we just heard a song by Dylan Scott, one of my favorites. And I just started to love him. He actually has a song called Lay It On Me. Guess what? Just told you about it. And it's super good. I highly recommend putting it on your iPod. On your playlist. Lee Bryce is an award-winning country music singer, songwriter, and producer. Bryce recently received the 2015 Academy of Country Music Award for Single Record of the Year, which recognized the success of his 2014 album, I Don't Dance, which is an amazing song. Bryce is currently on a national tour seeking to become the first country artist to perform in all 50 U.S. states in 2015. So that's really interesting. Country music singer-songwriter Rodney Atkins skyrocketed to fame in 1997 when he charted his first single on the Billboard country chart. Since then, Atkins has had 6 number one hits, sold 4 million singles since 2010, received 8 major country music award nominations, and had been recognized as the Academy of Country Music's top new male vocalist. Mo Pitti is a country music singer-songwriter whose critically acclaimed single Country held a top 40 spot in Billboard's country airplay chart for 20 consecutive weeks in 2015. Pitti is a Nashville native and is widely regarded as one of country music's biggest rising stars. And last but not least, Dylan Scott is an up-and-coming country music singer and songwriter and social media sensation. Scott's music videos and popular covers on YouTube have gone viral, generating millions of views, and his recent single, Crazy Over Me, reached number 14 on Billboard's country digital sale charts. And according to stats released earlier last week by StubHub, country artists are making a mark on the concert circuit this fall. They released the 10 hottest concerts of the fall season based on sales and demand from its more than 16 million visitors and nearly 10 million events per month. These are StubHubs from Labor Day through Thanksgiving. Luke Bryan comes in at number 6, Garth Brooks at number 7. The number 1 spot is filled by yours truly, Taylor Swift, who leads as the top-selling fall tour and has the highest-selling fall concert on StubHub, which is her Saturday, October 17th show at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas. The top 10 tours overall, I know those were just three country singers, but the top 10 tours overall are number 1 Taylor Swift, and she is just up there right now. Everybody, she's a hot sensation right now. Everyone's a huge fan of her, and I wasn't really a huge fan of her, and then I started listening to her, and she's all right, I guess. At number 2 spot, AC/DC, which some of my friends who go to USC actually just saw AC/DC, and I saw their videos on Snapchat. Looked pretty fun. Wish I was there. At the 3 spot is Foo Fighters. Number 4 is Ed Sheeran, whom I love. I actually have his, I have an Ed Sheeran station on my Pandora as well, and he gets me through my homework all the time, so love him. At number 5, Madonna. And number 6, Luke Bryan, of course. Country girl, shake it for me. And number 7, Garth Brooks. 8, One Direction. One Direction? I can't believe it's on the top 10 tours, I guess. They're rolling it out. Number 9, Billy Joel. And 10, Janet Jackson. So those are the top 10 tours overall. I am super excited to be going to a country concert this weekend, this Sunday night, to see Rascal Flatts, and I'm going to see Scotty McCreery. So I'll give you guys an update next Wednesday on it and tell you how it went, tell you what I wore and saw, give you some gossip. And to tell you about Shoreline, I know if you guys haven't been there, but that's the amphitheater I was telling you guys about. So give you guys some news on that. I hope you guys enjoyed my show today on radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Rodeo with Country 101. Have a good rest of your week, y'all. And I'm going to finish you guys out with a Rascal Flatts song.
Wish I could reach up and reset that sun. Reverse these wheels, go back and re-pick you up. Went by so fast, oh so sweet. Make me wanna remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine. So you can let it fall one more time. I'll touch your skin, I'll kiss your lips, then kiss them again. So good, so right. This is one night I'm wishing I could rewind. I turn back that radio dial, reopen your door. Try to talk George Strait into giving us an encore. Re-spin you around, replay that sound of you laughing when we hit the ground. I can see it now, how about we put the moon back up in the sky. Put a coral back into that sweet red wine. Put your midnight hair back up so you can let it fall one more time. I'll touch your skin, I'll kiss your lips, then kiss them again. So good, so right. This is one night I'm wishing I could rewind.
You've been listening to Country 101 with DJ Rodeo. Bye, y'all. Have a good night.